Eternal Father, the Most High God, the husband of the widow, the unfailing rock, the Lion of Judah, we worship you this morning. We appreciate you. Thank you for your mighty glory and presence. We give you praise and honor. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I bring you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today is Monday, 23rd May 2022. Team, are you in love? Memory verse, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Bible passage, John chapter 14, verse 20 to 25. I take 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Message of victory. The relationship of the Trinity cannot be separated. John chapter 10, verse 30. John chapter 15, verse 26. It is an interwoven relationship. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. It is also expected that you must also have a perfect relationship if all must go well. I can only maintain my status as a man if I remain connected with God. So if you do not have a relationship with God, you are no longer a man that God puts in charge. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 46, everyone knew that Nebuchadnezzar was the king, but in actual sense, Daniel was spiritually in charge. For the king fell upon his face to the ground and worshipped him. Without this relationship, we stand to lose our conqueror status and be humiliated by the devil and life's difficulties. When you see King Nebuchadnezzar, ask him how he felt when he was chased out of his kingdom. You can only be in charge of your life, family, finances, and business if you truly love Jesus. It is an aberration for God to love you so much, give his only son to die for you, and yet ignored. If you love Jesus, it means you have been crucified, died, and resurrected with him. You will dislike everything that he dislikes. You will categorically say, "For me to live is Christ," because your life is now engrafted into Jesus. Hence, your body of sin and the affection is dead. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. For this cause, we must walk in love, because Jesus loved us and gave himself up for us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. The love of God is to depart from sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. The more you love God, the more your hatred for sin. You will love righteousness and hate sin, no matter the guise or color it is painted and presented. Psalm chapter 45, verse 7. Joshua warned that we take heed to ensure we love God above all other desires in life. Joshua chapter 23, verse 11. If there is anything at all that wants to take the place of God in your life, it is better you cut it off before it stops you. See what stops Samson. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I pray for a user of this devotional today. Whatever wants to take the place of God in your life, let it dry up now in the name of Jesus. The secret of divine love is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and might. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Loving God opens your life to unlimited treasures of his kingdom. If Jesus was in his Father, and I am in Jesus, and Jesus is in me, it simply means, one, my life is totally secured, like Mount Zion that cannot be removed. Psalm 125 verse 1. Two, I have access to great potentials and awesome powers which Jesus wields. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Three, I am in charge of my entire domain, hence a king. This gives me all-round dominion. Psalm 8 verse 6. Obedience to instruction and the word of God is a better sign that you love God. Likewise, your disobedience says that you love, prefer, and get choked by the things around you. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. If the love of the Father is not in you, what is your hope on the last day? Do you think that the Lord Jesus will defend you before his Father, having denied him here on earth? Matthew chapter 10 verse 32 and 33. However, the love is still available. The opportunity is still available to make amends right now, for tomorrow may be too late. John chapter 14 verse 23. There is opportunity to have the Trinity in your house if you will open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me this morning to give thanks and praise to God. Father, we thank you for your unfailing love and kindness to our lives, families, and work. We thank you for giving us the grace to love you in return. We want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. You will no longer be a subject of ridicule in the hands of the devil. From today, I pray for you. Receive all-round victory through the word of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for a user of this devotion at this morning. May God help you to cut off from your life every love and affection which contradicts the love of the Father. And I pray for you to receive the grace and power to heed the word of God in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning, receive the secret to loving God with all your heart, your soul, your spirit, in the name of Jesus. I pray to God this morning, who gives strength to the weak. I pray that he strengthens your life, your body, to love and follow him all the days of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. We encourage you to worship with us at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street, off Adetola Street, off Brown Road, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com. or via the following WhatsApp number, plus 234-8023-1818-57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.